You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
With 7 minutes to go until 7 o'clock, let's focus on this now. We don't need to tell you. It's been a tough 2 years for many businesses, and property market was not spared, particularly the rental market. TPN, which is a credit bureau that collects rental data, shows in its latest information a clear sign of hope as tenant demand continues to rise, with levels closer to those experienced pre-COVID. Grant Smear is managing director of Only Realty and Property Entrepreneur. He believes that the rental property market could experience further growth due to the ongoing repo and municipal rate increases, making home ownership rather a less attractive prospect. He joins us now to help us understand why. Grant, thank you so much for availing yourself this evening. So help us make sense of this data by TPN and what some of your own data shows in terms of this appetite to rent. What is driving it?
Yes, thanks for having me, Kirsty. What we're seeing is that a large part of the demand around tenants is actually segregation. So the moving of people from traditional urban centres outward into spaces where they have more space, more lifestyle options available to them. And that's really, but people aren't willing to commit in these areas, so they're looking to rent before they do buy. So we see a large rental demand in areas that we traditionally saw strong buying demand, coastal areas, and as well as in that areas where there's more space available, like say away from the metros.
Let's go on to this concept that you're talking about, right? Rent to buy. It does sound self-explanatory, but I'm sure you're going to give us a better explanation. What are we talking about essentially?
So from a rent to buy perspective, you're looking to rent property during a period where you're either have got an impaired credit or you have issues around credit, or you're saving up for the deposit and the cost of buying. So you come to or negotiate with the homeowner to rent for a period at a premium, and you would then save up for a deposit or your costs to be able to buy their property in the future at a predetermined price.
Right. I wonder if this matters, but which provinces are seeing a surge in demand for rental property?
Yes, I mean, we're certainly seeing a surge in the Western Cape and coastal areas. I mean, obviously KZN post-riot and now more recently with the flood. The flood has really impaired their sort of market at the moment. But we're definitely seeing an increase in the Eastern Cape, Western Cape. And interestingly, areas like Mpumalanga have also seen a surge in rental demand.
I mean, your tips for somebody who's looking to make buy-to-let a success, what would you say?
Yeah, so buy-to-let obviously is where you buy the property to rent it out. You have no intention of living in it. You can either rent it out to a single person or to multiple tenants. So, I mean, a few of the tips there would be, first thing is to run it like a business. So it's important that people going into buy-to-let do consider every aspect, the costs of ownership, maintenance, the risks associated to having a tenant in the property, and then obviously looking at a realistic income you can generate from the property. You need to obviously carefully consider your finances, work out your returns properly. And I think the big thing is think like an investor. So taking the emotion out of it and buying not because you think the property is beautiful or the location is beautiful, but because it will generate some income for you.
What do you make of the latest interest rate hike by the SARB, right? Do you think that this will deter buyers?
Yes, so there's actually a few things, and you mentioned two already, which is the repo rate increase is certainly going to deter some buyers. The second one is the municipal rate increases we're seeing on the ongoing basis. The other one is the increase in the transfer fees announced by the Law Society recently. So the cost of buying, the initial cost of buying are getting more expensive as well. So, and then obviously we've got the impending petrol price increase, which affects people's affordability. So there's so many factors that are affecting the ability to buy. And although the banks at the moment still have an appetite to lend, there is massive amounts of pressure on the consumer because of the affordability.
And on that point of affordability, how important is it to have a conversation with yourself and be honest with yourself in terms of what you can afford and what you cannot afford?
Yes, you absolutely have to be realistic. I mean, affordability is a big thing. There was, over the last year and a half, been a big drive by people who sell properties, by the banks, that it's a great time to buy because of the record low interest rate. But the problem is low interest rates always have to go up, and they will go up because of, just the economic cycle. So you need to be very, very open to or very considerate of your affordability for the future, for incidental costs to ownership, for increasing costs, and things that are out of your control. So you do need to create quite a large buffer, particularly at the moment, to account for increasing costs in South Africa. So affordability is absolutely paramount, that you do leave a big space or reserves in place for yourself to be able to afford the property and the cost of ownership.
Makes sense. Grant Smear is a property entrepreneur as well as the director of Only Realty. Thank you.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.